handlebars, bike boy. Sign up now for the second annual Tour de Pence Bike Rally, Saturday, August 7th. Brought to you by Cliffs Resort on Possum Kingdom Lake, Wheels in Motion, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are getting rolling for today. Could I interest anybody in a 40-liner?
You bet. Aren't we mandated to do that?
As a matter of fact, we are. Would you like to read it, Cobra?
No, you're better than me.
Not really.
You're a better human.
Grego?
No, you read it? No, I'm not very good at oral reading.
Well, this has to do with Bob Sturm, the Sterminator, who will be at 7-Eleven in Frisco at Preston Road and Stonebrook Parkway. He'll be there this Friday from 1 until 3. Now,
can do that,
is that not normally the time during which he does his show?
I thought it was. Maybe he's on a new schedule.
It says nothing about Dan.
When is this?
Friday.
I don't know, man.
Well, he'll have ticket t-shirts for you to register to win and Big Eat sandwich gift certificates. And they will be celebrating with free Slurpees on 7-Eleven's birthday on Sunday, July 11th. So go see the Sterminator at 7-Eleven in Frisco this Friday.
I think it's 4 to 6.
Oh, 4 to 6?
Yeah.
Friday from 4 to 6?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
It was on the schedule.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll just go with that then. We have a very big rock show coming into the area this Thursday night. And I think some of us are in a little bit of a quandary as to whether to go to this or not. Because this is an act that, for some reason, takes an awful lot of abuse on this station.
From the morning show. I don't think that we abuse them very much.
Well, I think everybody on this station has piled on at one time or another, pretty much.
Hardly anyone on this show that I remember.
Seems like I remember you.
No. Never. Never heard that from me.
No?
Never.
No. Quota.
I'm a fan.
Well, the act in question is Simon and Garfunkel, and they will be at the AAC Thursday night. Who's interested?
I am.
Me. Are you?
Somewhat.
Have you seen him?
No, I never have. I just can't imagine this being a terribly interesting concert.
You think it'd be boring?
I don't know if it'd be boring, but just, I don't know. I don't know if I'm interested enough in this to go to it.
Do they have a band? Is it just the two of them up there?
No, they'll probably have a band. They'll probably have a band, and if Ryman Simon runs true to form, it'll be a great band. In fact, it might, I'm not sure about this, but it might feature the great Steve Gadd on drums. Because usually when Simon goes out, he goes with him.
I just, you know, I have their greatest hits. And it's still one of my favorite albums. I mean, they have a ton of great songs.
Yes, they do.
But, so why aren't you interested? I figured you'd be whole hog into this, especially if you haven't seen them before.
I've heard
those songs so many times.
That's part of it. Another part of it is, even in their heyday, I was not that keen on it.
I'm just worried that it'll be a snoozer.
Well, yeah, it'll be pretty laid back, I would think.
I mean,
I don't know if it'll be a snoozer. See, now, you think James Taylor is a snoozer, too.
Yeah, I do.
And he is not.
But I like these guys way more than James Taylor.
Well, still, though, they do about the same thing. And if James Taylor can keep it interesting in live, which he can and does without fail, then I'll bet they can, too.
I just wonder whether or not they're even interested in this. Or if they're just out there just to do it.
Now, see, that's the thing. Because they do hate each other.
Supposedly.
Yeah. This is widely known. And have for a long time. I would imagine that's a pretty big time, 25 guys, 25 cabs scene.
And will they talk to each other? You know, like on stage, will there be a little banner between the two of them, or is it just going to...
I doubt it.
Thank you. And they just kind of play their song.
Yep, they kind of go into the next song.
Art looks like a clown up there, and he's wearing his vest, and they roll along.
If there's a full band, will there be Paul Simon's solo record material played?
Perhaps. That wouldn't shock me.
A little Me and Julio down by the schoolyard?
Yeah, maybe a little of that, or maybe a little 50 Ways.
A little late in the evening?
Flip out the back, Jack.
Now, does Garfunkel have anything to
offer?
I'm
sorry, I can't do this segment.
What's the matter?
Earl?
I can't. He goes, I'll move. He's leaving. Look what you've done.
I can't sit here and talk about Simon and Garfunkel with that in there.
Well, describe what that is.
You describe it.
You describe it. You're the one that's so freaked out over it. I like it.
Get him in here.
All right, get in here, Earl. He needs 8 seconds.
Our intern, Jake, who has heard on Who's Smarter, the stripper or the 11-year-old.
With his vast interviewing skills.
Right. He has shown up with a new look here today, and I got to tell you, it is very, very distracting.
I don't think he can wear headphones. It'll screw up his look.
Because he came in here with a hardcore mohawk today. And not just a mohawk where you pretty much shave it all down and...
Just leave a
you know,
strip.
Yeah, leave a little, you know, bird strip down the middle. His strip down the middle is wide, black, and long.
Like 3 or 4 inches high.
What prompted this?
Alcohol. I've always wanted to do
it. And you're how old?
I'll be 19 in a month.
What are you doing drinking? You're underage.
He's in college.
Defend me, Corby. I've always wanted to do it. I just never really got the whatever to do it before.
The balls?
So at about 5 o'clock in the morning, Friday morning...
You
there
did it.
Went, yeah.
Who did that? Did you do it yourself?
I did some of it. Some of it, you had to get scissors on it first. I had to cut the sides with scissors because there was eating the razor.
So, like, you had to sit there and wade through the scissors. And, of course, once you got the scissors going, there was no going back.
Yeah, it was kind of like one of the kids that was going to do it had, like, a strip. He had gotten his down to the mohawk, and he was just like, just go ahead and finish this off because it looked terrible. Not like mine looks good or anything, but... I'll shave it off if you're not going to be able to do the Simon and Garfunkel.
What do you think of that, Grego?
Hey, I try not to. I mean, I just hope you know, you did that for no money, did you?
No money.
That's
crazy. I'm leaving on Thursday to go to South Padre, so I'll probably shave it off after I get back.
Are you kidding? Yeah,
why?
Leave it, man.
Go
I don't
with
want
it.
To get in the way of the hard line with the...
Well, don't worry about us.
I'm kidding.
You know what? I give Jake big props for doing this.
Yeah, I do too. It's just so distracting to be talking about Simon and Garfunkel and see that sitting in there.
And look at the last of the Mohicans sitting in there.
Yeah.
I wish I had the sack to do that when I was 18.
One of my friends
That's
who did
genius.
It, three of us did it, and one of them who did it went home the next day and came back to where we were 10 minutes later and was like, well, my mom tried to stab me, so I think she wants me to shave it off.
What a mother. Tried to
Should I recognize him or something?
No. My parents were cool with it, though. My grandpa.
They are?
Both my grandpas brought up the...
No, your parents were not cool with it. They may not have raised hell, but they were not cool with it.
Well, my mom and stepdad were pretty cool with it. My dad was just, wow. Wow.
Would you be happy if your child came home looking like that?
Be honest.
No, I wouldn't.
But you know what? Worse things could happen.
Yeah, worse things could happen.
I mean,
happen.
He's a good kid.
He just likes to drink a little bit at 18.
You'll be 19 in a month?
Yeah.
So you're young in your class, right?
Yeah, I'm real young.
Wow. Well, I gave you props. I wanted to do it
last year,
a couple years ago. But it's like he said, he's like, man, I don't want to wait till I'm like 25 and do this. I'm like, what about when you're 35 like me?
When you have a wife that won't let you.
Right.
Yeah.
If you got to get this out of your system, this is the time to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it doesn't look bad.
I mean, no,
Jake's a handsome kid, so it looks pretty good on him.
It looks pretty awful.
Yeah, it looks pretty awful.
I don't need a ton of hot dogs or anything, so I have to do stuff like this to get recognition.
That's the shame of it, though. You're a good-looking kid. Mm. Or you were. Now you're not.
That's what I used to hear from my mom when my hair was long. It's like you're
that
just...
long hair that he had is a worse look than this. That picture you have where you look like...
When he was useful?
Tap on the brakes there, Indian.
Like... He was so useful back then, though.
Well, maybe this will help me out then.
You think this might increase
Probably
your usefulness?
Not. Probably not, but could. It could.
All right, I'm going to put up the blinder and we can finish our Simon and Garfunkel
I'll go talk. To the
He's got strippers to interview.
All right,
yeah,
go interview strippers. So what about it, Greg? Are you in on this?
I'm going.
You're going?
You're going,
going
for sure?
I'm going for sure. Because I like to... That's why I'm going to see Deep Purple, too. Now that I'm in middle age, I want to see all these groups that I miss that I never got a chance to see. And I've never got a chance to see Simon and Garfunkel. It may suck. It may be boring. They may not be into it. But, you know, I saw Led Zeppelin and I saw Elvis.
You know,
so I'm going to put that on the same shelf as them.
I remember being a 12-year-old and watching that concert in Central Park and thinking that was the greatest thing ever. I've seen that thing probably 20 times. And back then, I probably shouldn't have liked that kind of music.
Man, so that was cool.
I'm really into this. I would love to go see this. I don't think it'd be boring or a snoozer at all.
But was that a deal where they hadn't played together in 12 years or something?
Yeah, that was like the first time.
Yeah, but I didn't know much about them before then. I mean, I'd heard some of their songs on the radio, but...
And then
I
mean,
I never got to experience them live until then.
That was real, like, widely anticipated because it was thought that, you know, they will never get back together again. There's just no way that anything like... Because back then, you know, when groups broke up, that was it. They broke up. Yeah, groups.
So then they took another hiatus after that 82 concert,
well,
81 concert?
Yeah, they just did that one thing, and then they were gone again. And, you know, they've gotten back together sporadically for you know, tours and stuff since then. Just a, you know, occasionally just a one-shot deal, and then,
groups.
You know, other times some tours.
Now, does Art have anything outside of Simon and Garfunkel?
Yeah, he just put out a new album not too terribly long ago, and it ain't bad.
But does he have any hits?
Mm-mm.
Just on the pot that he gets busted in the limo with.
No, he's got Bridge Over Troubled Water.
That's it?
And I don't know. It seems like he's had a couple other things that popped up here and there, but I can't remember what they were. He's definitely the less useful of the two.
He's got a pretty harmony voice.
Yeah. And they sing together very well, or they used to. Don't know how good they'll be now.
How much are these tickets going for? Is this a pricey ticket? It's got to be. Like 85, 90, 100 bucks, something like that?
Oh, I'll bet it's more than that.
Really?
At the AAC?
Yeah, I'll bet it's more than that.
Not McCartney price.
I'll bet it is.
What you was think? McCartney? I don't even remember.
250?
250.
Face?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet it is.
Every seat in there was
Lord.
250.
Was this thing sold out?
Like if you had a third row seat like we had, third or fourth row? That's the same price as the people that had the worst seat in the house.
$250.
Yeah.
How arrogant is that?
Worth every penny of it, Paul McCartney. Every cent.
That's why you like Springsteen, man. $65 all the way across. And he puts on a better show than probably either one of those guys.
So you in?
Yeah, I'm in if y'all are in. But I ain't going by myself.
All right, I'm teetering. Grego's in.
All right, I'll go. Grego, if you go, I'll go.
I'm going.
Are you going, Danny?
If you go, I'll go.
Boy, real commitment
here. I'll be the only one. That's okay. I'll be the only one that goes, but I'll give you a report.
No, I want to go.
I want a T-shirt, Greg.
All right, I'll bring a T-shirt. It'll be about
100. But if I go, you need to go.
Come on, Michael.
All right, I'm teetering.
All right.
I might go.
Michael?
All right, time to get into a little Ranger baseball. We will discuss how things rolled out for them in Klee last night. That is coming up next here on The Ticket.